Welcome to Central Life Church. We hope you enjoyed today's message. For further information, go to our website at www.centrallife.com.au. Email us at contactus@centrallife.com.au.
Who knows, there's no rush this morning.
Not.
Who knows, things have changed this morning already. Who knows, we really shouldn't go with what we think we were going to do this morning. I just felt this morning that we just should pick up on where the Holy Spirit's been leading us, more than trying to override with maybe what we would think we should do. I'm only going to speak for a couple of minutes, and I'll pick up on what I was going to do some other time. But it's really interesting. The first line of what I was going to say today is pretty much what's happened today, which is my motivation for this New Covenant series that I'm doing is freedom and being led again by the Holy Spirit. And I was going to talk about validation, but the Holy Spirit's validated it before I spoke it. And I just think that's so cool. And God is obviously got his hand upon this church, and he's obviously wanting to do something here. If we're just keep doing what you're doing right now, and we'll have it again, and we'll have more. Thank you, Janet, for praying for us as a leadership. I think that's one of the most important things, because if the enemy can get in between us, even us as a leadership, and we feel it, you know. I'm on the bowling course last night, and I put a scar on Keith because my bowl didn't end up where I wanted it to, and I kicked another bowl and it went into his leg. I don't have a temper. But thanks, mate. I feel so much better. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. No. It's good. Everything changes in the presence of God. It does. It changes. And if you can be like Janet and just allow the Holy Spirit to touch you, he will change you. And who wants to be the same today, the next day, the next day? We have to allow God to change us. And we can go through the motions. We can do all of this. But this church is a real church. Stephen, up here. Just being totally real, totally honest. Man, to be honest, I haven't seen that for years anywhere, let alone heard it anywhere for years. I don't know about you guys. Have you seen that for... I haven't seen that for a long, long time. Just a raw honesty with yourself but yet the people around you but then also with God. And I think that's the catalyst or the thing that we're trying to put words on of what God's doing in this place. And I don't know about you, but I'm just quietly excited about that. Because no matter how much you try to create that, you know, the desire in your heart, you want this revival thing, you know, we're talking with these guys about revival and stuff. What do you want? I want revival. I want to see revival again. Well, are you ready for it?
Yep.
Are you really ready for it? Because when it really hits, it's going to challenge every fiber of your being. It's going to challenge us as a leadership. What do we do with someone who's on the floor right in the middle of everything going on and she can't get up? What do we do with that? we say we leave her there. And that's perfectly fine. Oh, there's an answer to prayer. Hallelujah. My last message, I was talking about culture and how culture is formed. And the first thing happens is an experience, and then it's validated. And that's what Jesus did. It kept going round and round and round that. An experience, and it gets validated. An experience, and it gets validated. And if that happens enough, all of a sudden your belief system changes. One experience is not enough. One experience on a Sunday like this, or if this didn't happen again for another 3 months, let me tell you, it's not enough. Revivals go on every day. Who's been in some form of revival around the world, here or around the world? You know what I'm talking about. The revivals go on and on and on and on because it's about an experience and then it being validated. An experience. People will sit there and they'll go and not get touched at all. And then all of a sudden there'll be one night is their night. God touches them. They go, what? What happened there? What happened between this 3 weeks and on all of a sudden you're on the floor or you're laughing your head off or you're crying or something's changing on the inside? I wish sometimes we could just shut up. Hopefully I'm allowed to say that. To shut this mind thing going on all the time, it seems to get in the way of God. You know, you can be up here and singing and all of that. Oh, I'm on the second last song. What do I do now? Oh, should we be in worship yet? How come the people haven't got into worship yet? And you can go through all of those things in your mind. You've got to close your mind out of the way. Where does God want to go? What does he want to do? And we really do need to get on that freedom train. Did anybody know about the freedom train? I was doing a little bit of research and my research is not good, but it's very simply, it was an American train, it was called a freedom train, that took the Czechoslovakian communists, were setting these people free out of the communism and into the West German bank, into a place of freedom. And what would have it been like for those people on that train leaving that culture of persecution, of communism, all of that sort of stuff? You would be like beside yourself on that train. And I'm thinking, we're sitting in these seats and it's like, we're on this freedom train of freedom, leaving the things of the past and moving to the things that God has for us. Surely it's time that we stop talking about it and we actually started to do it. Surely.
Thank you.
Well, I know we as pastors of the church, we do have our fight, but and yes, there's moments where we feel like it's tough, but we've learned how to push through, and I think that's the secret to anybody in any form of ministry, is that you've learnt to push through your flesh. Because your flesh or your circumstances, your wife or your husband or whoever that person is, they know your Achilles heel. The enemy knows your Achilles heel. And you have to be aware of it, but more than that, push through it. It's really important. I don't know I've lost count how many times I've stood up here having that fight in the flesh. Yet it's not long before I push through and into the Spirit. See, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And that's what we've got to go after, is the freedom. So it's not a sloppy freedom. It's not a controlled freedom. But you know when it's the Spirit of God. Who knows today was the Spirit of God? The Spirit of God was moving here today in the place. You just know it. I don't have to explain it to you. I don't have to tell you. You can see it. You had an experience. And what God's doing this morning is confirming it. He's validating it in your heart and in your mind. Do you want more of that? That's the question on my mind. Do I want to see more of that? Well, only in the Spirit, thanks. I don't want to see more of that in the flesh. I want to see more of that in the Spirit. So if the Spirit turns up, we'll change. I've moved away from anything that I was going to say this morning, because I just wanted to encourage us as a church that hey, we're doing pretty good, because God's turning up and doing some stuff. And I think that's a good thing. And so keep believing that God is going to keep doing this. You know, we can get all fired up in the prayer group, but if nothing happens out here, our validation's not good. You know, we're believing in faith that God's going to move and there's going to be signs and wonders and miracles and we can work ourselves up. But what happens when it doesn't happen? You go home with a tail between your legs, you know. But I know my Father well enough that He wants it more than what I want it. So when I think of it like that, I'm thinking, well, I need to be about His business and thinking about Him and not about what happened or didn't happen. I think God's good. I just think He's good. And I just think He's just hovering over this place, especially today, in our hearts and in our minds. Would you allow that validation to go on through the course of this day? I think that's what God wants to say. Because He obviously did something today, or is doing something today. It's so obvious. Would you allow Him to validate, the Holy Spirit to validate that today in your heart and your mind, to the point where I want to see that again. I want to experience that again. Because until you've had a number of experiences and it's been validated, I don't know how many it is for you, but I know it's a few for me, before my belief system will change, before then it actually becomes my lifestyle. Validation is really important. You know, who was here when I drew the circle on the board and that? So I drew a circle on the board and I had experience, validation, belief, and culture. Now, if your validation is not good, if you turn that one quarter, all of a sudden your experience becomes a validation. So your bad experience is actually the validation. And then the bad experience is then validated. Does that make sense? It's just turned one quarter. What was meant to be for good, by turning it one quarter, all of a sudden the bad experience validation becomes an experience of bad. So validation is really important. That's what I was going to talk about this morning, about Jesus and how God validated his ministry. And so we'll talk about that another time. But I feel we just should fellowship with each other. We should talk about this. We should be prayerful about this. When God turns up, I don't want to just put it aside and say, well, that was God turned up. Isn't that why we're here? I don't want to just walk past what he did, and I don't want to talk over the top of it. I don't want to change your thinking. I don't want to do anything. I just want to shut up and let God speak to you and let him validate that through the course of the day. Is that okay? Cool. God bless you, church. Let's have this again. Let's have this moment again. Let's believe for it again. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, God, for today. I thank you, God, that you are validating this church. You are validating this leadership. God, you are validating these people and everything that we've done to get here so far. There's immense history here, not just history in Central Life Church, like 10 or 12 years, but history within its people. And so, Father, I thank you, God, for the history, for the things that you've done and are about to do. And, Lord, we just want to be ready. We want to be available. We want to be ready for what you want to do. Lord, we come with open hearts, with open hands, and are genuinely excited that you were here today and you showed yourself and we saw a glimmer of your presence. And so, Lord, I thank you, God, that you are building a mighty church and a mighty people here in North Wyal. God, bless this church in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us today. Central Life Church is an Australian independent church meeting at Unit B5, 4 Dalmerston Avenue, North Wyong, New South Wales. For further information, go to our website at www.centrallife.com.au. Email us at contactus@centrallife.com.au.